I'm Andrew Dewey. Illinois' public pension systems are in worse shape than any other state. It's one of the main causes of the Illinois fiscal crisis and the most difficult to fix. In this week's Illinois Issues In-Depth Report, Tom Lisi looks at the latest effort to cut pension costs and the legal fight that's sure to follow.
It's called the consideration model, and it's a key component of the Senate's so-called grand bargain, the bipartisan effort to end Illinois' 20-month budget stalemate. Governor Bruce Rauner has been pushing to cut government pension costs since he took office. But just a few years ago, under former Governor Pat Quinn, the state made big changes to pension law only to have the Illinois Supreme Court strike them down. The question is, will the consideration model be the first to withstand Supreme Court scrutiny?
It really is a shot in the dark to see whether it works.
That's Bob Sector, a longtime Chicago Tribune reporter, now with the Better Government Association. The consideration model arises from a suggestion in a past Supreme Court ruling. The justices said public pension benefits could be changed if the employer, the state of Illinois, can make a sort of trade.
You have to offer somebody something of at least equal value to get them to give up something of their pension. But they weren't very clear about what that was or how you structure that, and so you don't really know.
A big question is whether the Supreme Court would be willing to treat membership in a public pension system like a regular contractual relationship. In the Illinois Constitution, the Pension Protection Clause says benefits for public employees are a contract, the benefits of which shall not be impaired or diminished. Max Schanzenbach is a professor at Northwestern University's School of Law. He says that's not how it works in most states or in the private sector. When most people accept benefits, they're not guaranteed.
For your entire history of employment with the company, probably for just the period for which you've signed up for benefits that year. You're not freezing in position the promises made for the rest of the employment relationship.
That's what Schanzenbach says is so unusual about public pensions in Illinois and elsewhere.
Courts in a handful of states have interpreted similar constitutional provisions to protect not just accrued benefits, but to actually freeze in place the benefits that you were promised as of the date of your employment.
And that could be a problem for the consideration model, just as it was in the last pension law challenge. Attorney John T. Shapiro won that case on behalf of government labor unions.
There's nothing voluntary or bargained for in the options offered to the employee. Each would eliminate a constitutionally protected benefit.
Those options are what's supposed to make the consideration model constitutional. Employees would have to choose: lower the automatic pay increases pensioners get each year, or, from now on, future pay raises won't count toward your pension. Whatever salary you have now, that'll be the basis for your retirement check. Either choice would give employees a smaller retirement benefit, but backers of the consideration model say pay raises are not guaranteed, so that second option doesn't violate the Constitution. If you're going with the first option, you had a choice, so that's not a violation either. But Shapiro says, not so fast.
I don't think anybody would question that an employee's rate of compensation is one of the most, and arguably the most important component in determining the employee's initial amount of pension in retirement. The expectation of public retirement fund members is that their respective pensions will be based in large measure on their highest final average salaries.
The real question at the core of Illinois' pension problem is who will pay to clean up the mess. Employees and retirees of state government, university, and public schools? Taxpayers? Or both? Courts can look at real-world consequences, and Illinois' $130 billion pension shortfall is certainly consequential. But in its past opinions, the justices have pointed to why this crisis happened in the first place. Multiple generations of governors and legislators never contributing what they were supposed to, and voters returning those politicians to do it again, generation after generation. I'm Tom Lisi.
I'm Andrew Dewey. That was Tom Lisi with this week's Illinois Issues In-Depth Report. For more information, go to illinoisissues.org.